The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, we are your hosts, Big JD and Lippo, and...
I'm Lippo!
And I'm Big JD.
I have to warn our listeners today that...
warn them.
I'm without a tooth in the front, so... Every once in a while, you might hear a lisp. I might sound a bit like, what's his name, Mike Tyson. Every once in a while.
Are you going to talk that high, too?
Does he talk
a little high, doesn't he? Yeah, high and quiet and lisp.
He does have a bit of a like a feminine thing going on, doesn't it?
Yeah. Tell him that. No, thanks. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, this craziest guy, and he's got kind of that feminine sound.
Right, maybe that's why.
But he doesn't act feminine at all, really. He's got that sound, but he doesn't have any feminine quality to
him. No, I think his upbringing pretty much took him out of any leaning towards being metrosexual or whatever.
Yeah, but his regular persona is pretty mild.
I think so,
till he's enraged.
Yeah,
then I don't know. Cover your ears.
I don't know what makes a boxer do that. Like, how you can actually just... When he was fighting, he would...
Well, I don't know that everybody's like that, but he's out of control,
Some people are methodical and, do whatever, but he would just flip a switch and it would just be lights out.
Well, you got to think of a lot of things like the adrenaline and all the things that come into play when if you've been in fights in your life, I mean, even that feeling and stuff, and it turns things on.
Yeah, but I don't think he feared getting hurt.
No, and I don't necessarily mean fear, but the adrenaline, the fight or flight kind of thing, right?
Right.
It's the fight side.
Yeah, he wasn't fleeing.
Yeah. But I think that kind of comes to everybody when something happens.
Did you see the movie Hangover 2?
I did.
The dude got the same tattoo as Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious. How you been, JD?
I've been all right. What's that?
Try to gather my thoughts. I notice you have the drapes shut in here today. And the sunglasses on.
Yeah. Still too bright. Oh, it's a headache day.
Today's a headache day.
Woke up with a headache, and it's been plaguing me all morning. No. Yeah, I put it on my schedule. I think I'll have a headache at 8. Get that out of the way early.
And this is from your just misalignment, right?
It's the shoulder thing, man. My shoulder goes out. Although my shoulder cracked early this morning, which was a good thing, but I still had to get through the neck thing, and... I ended up getting there and getting a small crack out of the neck and, took some extra strength Excedrin for migraine.
So you're all drugged up.
But these curtains have been pretty good, actually. I don't always need the shades on. But today it's just like...
Yeah, it's dark.
Any light makes it worse.
Is that your hand on my knee?
I thought that was your hand on my knee. Well, that's not my hand, by the way.
Well, all I can say is you should try weed.
Yeah, I'm not against trying it in some format, maybe, but I mean, some format other than smoking. I would never smoke pot.
Would you eat a cookie?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I would prefer to have it in some other way other than even having to have food or anything,
What?
Like candy.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing, or maybe a pill or whatever, but... I just don't believe that it would do anything for pain.
It'll do something for pain. Will it
take your mind off it? Maybe take the edge off the pain, but it definitely can't block pain.
You don't think cannabinoids can block pain?
I don't think so. I don't think that's what they do. So there you have that.
What are they called? CBDs.
Yeah.
Because they make pot with there's two main ingredients, right? You know this all.
CBD and THC?
That's correct. And so if you get a strain of marijuana that's high in CBD, which they also use for people who have kids who have seizures.
Yeah.
It's all CBD.
Well, I'm sure it can do some things, but I don't think it can block pain.
We should just try once.
Well, I'm not against trying it.
And make sure your wife is here when you do it.
No, I'm going to go driving around. I don't think it would do anything for that either.
I don't think it's going to like make you psychotic or it's going to...
I mean, I've done all that before. And there's no way that it's going to ever get rid of anything like that.
You've done what before?
Well, I'll get high.
Yeah, did you get high when you were 18?
Well, up till I was 20.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like...
It was my 20th birthday was the end of everything.
Oh, I thought it was your 16th
birthday. 30 years now. No. I was enjoying myself all the way up till I was 20.
20, okay. I thought you were like...
Then life got in the way. No, then I quit everything.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I had way more than my share. You
didn't quit everything.
Yeah, I did.
Sex?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do that anymore. So put that away.
That's why you don't have any kids.
That's not why. So getting back to sex, like, what is that?
Ask Lana.
I'm married.
I know.
Hello, I'm married.
How you doing, married?
So are you married or happy?
I'm single. I'm single.
Hi, I'm single. Are you telling me that? Okay, so the news.
Have you ever heard of...
I have.
Smithsonian... No. The Institute. Library of Congress.
Of course. I have stuff registered with the Library of Congress.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Okay, well, every year, the
library... I have Lippo registered.
Do you?
Yeah.
Say what?
I registered the name.
I don't even know how that works, but every year
you should look into that. Actually, you,
the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry.
Yep.
Every year they add 25 recordings to the registry that they deem culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant.
Yep, mine are in there.
No, they're not.
No, not in the historically significant sector.
You have to be... It's obviously curated by somebody. And this year, the Doors' self-titled debut album got included in there, as well
as... Sure, should have been.
Sly and the Family Stone's Stand.
Ooh.
Benny King's Stand By Me. Ooh, it's a
stand thing. It's a standing affair.
It's a standing affair. See, I am singing this episode.
There was no lisp there.
I tried. It's interesting how you try to avoid smiling, but now I can't avoid smiling because I'm recording a podcast. But when you have a
it's okay. I'm trying to avoid staring at it.
I know, guacamole.
Don't look at his teeth, man. Don't look at his teeth.
The Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Loving Feeling, and Blind Lemon's Jefferson's, not Blind Lemon.
Yeah.
Black Snake Moan, and Joan Baez's debut album as well. And you know what else made it? Sesame Street's all-time platinum favorites.
Oh, that's great. I have that CD. I got it from Columbia. Remember the Columbia House thing? Yeah. Whatever it was? Yeah. That's where I had gotten that from originally. The Sesame Street rocks. Huh?
The Sesame Street deal?
Yeah.
The platinum idea thing. For a show next week is children's music.
Oh, I love it. That's exquisite. Oh, my God. No way. $14 billion Spotify acquisition happening next week.
Good for them. Awesome. And who bought them? Tell me the news.
The buyer's not being disclosed.
Get out of here. Though,
the Wall Street Journal is already preparing a front page story for next Wednesday morning. The article will be symbolically available only to paying subscribers.
All right.
Spotify is preparing to be acquired at a price tag north of $14 billion, according to multiple sources. In speaking with Digital Music News, and signatures and final approvals are exceptionally close, with an announcement carefully planned for exactly 1 week from today, actually, that we're recording this show, according to one deal maker.
That's crazy. $14 billion. Let's think about that just for a minute. How much money is generated in music sales, including streaming? How much money in a year? Is it $1 billion?
Well, I can't see it being that much money.
I don't
money,
see the music industry being $1 billion industry. Just
the whole industry.
Well, industry itself, as far as, you know, touring.
Oh, no, even the whole industry. I don't know. Well, no, but the whole industry of streaming music amongst everybody, not just Spotify, and not CDs, just, you know,
selling CDs, that whole thing. Is it $1 billion?
But they must believe it's even going somewhere further, which it will. Things are going to change, and things are always, you know what I mean? There's going to be more money at some point for somebody, and somebody's going to be cashing in on even more money. And says the main owner guy, we're finally making streaming fair for every musician and rights owner, and I'm happy that everyone can equally enjoy the spoils of our years of hard work, he stated in a quote approved for the Wall Street Journal. I hope our friends over at Pandora will follow the same example. Now, I'm not sure if that's something new, that it finally making streaming fair for everybody. Like, I think they were already kind of trying to do that in some way, right?
But right, and then there's the whole Beats Music service that Apple bought that they are also rebranding and repackaging, that they supposedly want a $8 a month all-you-can-eat package that they
can put music up. Now, folks, you heard it here first.
All you can drink, all you can eat, all you can breathe, all you can listen to.
And all the music you can smoke.
Nice. And I hope, well, I don't know, it depends on who's on board with the Apple thing, but the whole $14 billion, that just kind of blows my mind as far as the money that's involved in the music industry.
Yeah, I don't get it. We'll see where that goes, because that's our life anyway. I just want to go through some a few headlines, actually. Metallica and Paul McCartney.
Headlines with Big JD.
Metallica and Paul McCartney lead Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza, yeah. That's Chicago.
Metallica and Paul McCartney? Okay, sure. Whatever.
Yeah, that's what Lollapalooza is all about. It's all over
the place. Yeah, I guess so. Jefferson Starship's Paul Kantner hospitalized for a suspected heart attack,
yeah.
Deep Purple announced tour dates for the summer. Megadeth released a video featuring their new member. Rock supergroup Kings of Chaos, which consists of Guns N' Roses, ZZ Top, Cheap Trick, Deep Purple, and whatnot, announced shows. And what else?
That'll be good.
Nirvana's Chris Kovacevic guests on Modest Mouse album. And Robin Ford streaming new album Into the Sun in full online. And Twisted Sister may not continue following AJ Pirro's death.
Right, they're drawing. So you don't have the David Crosby headline?
No, well, I might be in there. Go ahead. I'm done. I've had enough. I'm out of here. Show's over, folks.
I cannot put up
there's
with
nothing
anymore
to see here.
No. Apparently, David Crosby was driving his car and he hit a jogger.
Wow.
He was involved in a scary scene early Sunday evening as he accidentally hit a jogger while driving on a rural road near his California in Santa Ynez.
And what happened to this person? Does it say?
He was struck. The gentleman was 46 years old. His name's Jose Jimenez. And he was jogging with his son. He's got busted bones.
So he doesn't pay to exercise.
You're right. Doesn't pay to exercise. Multiple fractures, and he was airlifted to Cottage Hospital in Santa Barbara. Fortunately, his injuries have not been deemed life-threatening.
Huh. Well, that's good, at least.
Well, he'll be getting a paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to get hit by a car, you might as well get hit by
David Crosby's car. Yeah. I'd be first thing would be like, okay, we're doing an album together. That's a given.
Oh, that's perfect. You know what I mean? Yeah, I like that.
Can I get in on that action somehow? All right, so let's see. We've got music coming up on the show, and this is a cool punk song. And actually, the show, what is the show on this year?
We got to tell the people
the show. Yeah, what's the show on? It's on non-performing
the music industry has a lot of people in it.
Oh,
mostly people who are musicians are in the music industry, but there's a lot of people in the music industry who aren't musicians, and
sure,
that's who we're talking about today. Uh-huh. I don't know if Big JD picked his tunes based on that or not.
Yeah,
or
pretty much. And this song here is called Back on the Satellite.
Reminding me.
from somebody. It's the unknown band.
I had the CD actually, and I ripped it, and I don't have the information on it anymore. Could easily look it up back on the satellite.
Sure. I bet you it's on Spotify. Speaking of Spotify getting bought for $14 billion.
The CD is actually called Playing Four Square.
That's the compilation?
Yeah, it's a punk compilation. There's some cool stuff on there. There's actually, I think there's a Gimme's tune on there. And there's a really cool song by, is it Armchair Martian or Bad Astronaut? I think Armchair Martian. It's called The Jig or Jig Retardant. It's really, really cool. It's like my favorite song on there. Anyway. So we're talking today about non-performing.
In the music industry, non-performing people.
Yeah, non-performing people, non-performing rights. There are non-performing music rights that have to be adhered to as well, like in your doctor's office and those kind of things. That's non-performance of music, but used in the office for the public to hear. So we're going to talk about all kinds of these things, including things like the mobile disc jockey, you know, weddings and things like that, that are using music and, you know, it's sure. not a performance. And, you know, this is really drives me crazy when I click on something in Safari on my iPad, it has to like reload it totally. So there's satellite radio, and then I'm going to click on another tab, and it's loading, and then I got to wait for it to actually load the page, and I just don't get that. And then music licensing study and whatnot from the copyright.gov. We'll get into some of that. And what else?
That doesn't happen on an Android tablet.
Oh, okay. I'll run out and buy one today.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
No, you won't.
No.
Back on the satellite. And then we'll be looking at whether or not you need licenses for certain things. And then there's live venues and events. So in those places, there is music being performed. But a lot of times it's you got to also look at the fact that music is being performed, but not by the artist that made the music, right? So realistically, venues and whatnot are supposed to pay for licensing fees because bands come in and play covers.
Bands do play covers, yes.
It all works like that too. And then, like I said, standard business and things like that, and being compliant with your licensing and stuff like that. And yeah, got to take all those things into consideration.
Right. Why don't we start with a...
let's start with...
like a concert. We're going to a concert. Who's working there that isn't performing?
What do you mean, who's working there at a concert that's not performing?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? Like security and stuff?
Yeah, well, there's...
Who cares about that?
No, we don't care about that. What about guitar techs is a good example. What does a guitar tech actually do?
Like, well, does that have any bearing on what we're talking about today?
No, that's the kind of people I thought we were talking about. I thought that's what we were... That was,
oh, okay. I was looking at it more, I guess, from the angle of non-performance of music. You know what I mean?
No.
Like in a doctor's office when you hear the music?
Yeah.
That's got to be paid for. That's a non-performing music license. And in a club where a band comes in and plays, but it's somebody else's music, that other person that made the music is not performing it. Mobile DJ who goes out and plays records at a wedding.
Yeah.
It's non-performance. They have to pay license for that. You know, those kind of things. So okay. I was going to talk about things like that. So a guitar tech doesn't really have anything to do with non-performing music. I mean, he works in the industry where, you know what I mean? And a guitar tech, honestly, is kind of for performing. He's doing something for somebody who's going to perform, you know what I mean? Although his job is not performing. Although it is in some degree, because usually they'll play the instrument to...
Yeah, I guess.
But sure. But I see what you're saying, too. You're looking at jobs in the industry that are non-performing. That's, I think, a whole other show.
No, I think I thought it was going to be part of this show.
Yeah, I think I find that those two separate things. Jobs in the music industry that aren't performing, like a record exec, you know, that kind of thing.
Radio staff.
Yeah, I wasn't going there at all with this.
Okay.
So what do you want to do? Well, I can go your way if you want. I can swing your way, Big Daddy.
I ain't going to go my way.
I just put my notes aside. Damn. And I'll wing it. Damn, that was the first show I was going to do use notes too, so... No. So we're gonna talk on the show today about... See, that's why I use satellite too, because it's a non... You know what I mean? And DJs, like, that's non-performing. Oh, but I see. It's not...
Yeah, well, and I use the DJ because it is someone who is playing music. It's he's in the music industry,
but not performing.
But he's not actually performing the music.
Okay, so I don't know what how you want to proceed.
Well, I think we can discuss all everything that you have.
Okay, let me get my notes back.
Yeah, sure. And also discuss what I was had in mind.
Okay, and we're going to do that as soon as we come back.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And we're back.
Wow. Okay, wherever you want to stage a live event, you will need to obtain the correct license. This should be done before the event, and you should choose the option that suits your needs. So dependent on whether it's a charity event or something like that, or a commercial event and whatnot, and then you're going to have to get forms and things like that. And
so if you're putting on an event, even if you're just a bar owner, some guy who owns a club, he's going to get the local cover band in.
Yeah, they're supposed to be. Yeah, everybody's supposed to be paying licenses. And that's got a lot to do with, too, I think, with the Federation of Musicians. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I think that has something to do with the fact that, you know,
they're supposed to be paying licenses.
I don't now, no. Do you?
No.
I did for years.
I did for a while. When we were in TaylorMade, we paid,
paid the dues. I was a member of the Windsor Federation of Musicians and also the New York Federation of Musicians.
That's for the United States.
Yeah, it made things a lot easier for us to do our visas. And we had somebody there that was specifically doing all our stuff. Like we had to, they have to go through the offices there. And it made it a lot easier for us to obtain our licensing. My next step, I was going to actually do the Detroit Federation as well. But we ended up
not doing it.
Yeah, we weren't playing like we were in the U.S. So it was all for visas to work over there.
But you never did actually. Did you ever play in New York State?
In New York? No. You know what? Maybe a few years ago, one of our trips to New York, I was going to book a show somewhere and do an acoustic show and bring my acoustic and just to perform in New York somewhere.
Like in Manhattan?
Because there's clubs or something. Ah, wherever. Like, okay. I think the place I was looking at was, I came across a place in Long Island that, you know, a club that did all acoustic stuff and you could come on a specific night, like almost a jam night kind of thing or something or whatever.
Yeah.
Just play. We'll do that when we go. Why don't we do that?
All right. You want to practice on Saturday?
No.
At the Hook and Ladder this Saturday.
The Hook or what?
The Hook and Ladder.
What do you mean practice at the Hook and Ladder?
Well, there's an open mic night sort of
thing. Oh, is there?
Tara Watts is hosting it. And yeah, there's just going to be a jam night.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of going and playing a couple tunes.
Hang on.
Tara's
right. I don't know anything, though.
You don't know anything?
Yeah, what am I going to play?
Gonna learn three chords and sing.
Oh, my God.
Know the lyrics.
I'll sing a couple tunes if you want to play them.
Well, why can't you play chords?
Why, I could probably.
That's all it's about. You're just sitting around having fun and obviously.
Like, what do you got in mind to play? How many songs?
We could do Peek Away.
Really?
No. Because I don't remember.
Peek Away. What else?
What else what? What else would we do?
Yeah.
Oh, we could do, I think, do a Beatles tune.
Oh, that'd be neat.
Yeah, I don't know.
There were hills on a bell, and I never saw under them ringing.
Yeah, we're going to hear that later on.
You got a song coming up here, actually. It's DJ.
Okay, yeah. So since we're talking about people who are in the music industry who are not necessarily performing the music, this is something that I always wanted to be at a radio station was a DJ. I was a wedding DJ guy.
We're going
to
talk about that, too.
All right, let's talk about that. But right now, it's David Bowie, DJ.
Dandelions dance.
All right, there you have that. And speaking of DJs,
yes,
is J-Lo. Play, DJ.
From the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Do you fast dance?
I fast dance.
No.
Yeah.
Can you film it for me sometime?
Film.
Just give me a little clip.
I'm going to have to go to the store and buy some film.
That is, I don't know.
That is what?
I don't know. It just looks funny no matter who's dancing.
Oh, yeah.
What's great is when you turn the music off and watch them.
Well, dancing is a funny thing to look at.
Especially for white people.
And that's half the fun, though. When
white people dancing is just all wrong, I think.
White people.
Yeah, I don't think they got the... Don't have the rhythm.
Well, they have their own rhythm. They have white people rhythm.
Yeah. That's just funny.
Well, it can be funny. And that's, like I was going to say, half the fun of getting out on the dance floor or going to a club in general is watching people dance. For sure. I dance around the house all the time.
Yeah. Now I can't get that out of my mind. All naked?
Right. No, I'm not
toothless?
Naked. No, I got a kid living at home who doesn't want to see his dad dancing naked around the house. It's bad enough in my underwear, but...
Whoa.
Seriously.
Old torn tidy whities.
Are they torn? They might have holes. There might be a little skid mark on the back.
Oh, man. No, that's another whole other show.
Skid marks.
Isn't that a rock band?
I'm guarantee it's a punk band, for sure. Yeah,
the skid marks.
The skid marks, for sure.
I got a satellite. I think that's the band.
So let's talk about DJs.
Okay. Oh, you wanted to be a DJ, or you were a DJ. Did you do anything or much?
Yeah, I did. I played a couple weddings.
Okay. Did you work for somebody?
Yeah.
Frank. It
was Chateau DJ Services.
Oh, is that, what's her name? Diane?
Diane.
She own it? No?
She may have been the owner, but the dude I was trained by somebody else who's like, I don't know. I got the impression he did run it or had a hand in booking gigs and stuff like that. But, and I used all his stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So... he had a lot of singles back in when I was trying to be a wedding DJ guy. It was all singles. You just had lots of singles. So you go through and put
and
them
even
on.
The wedding was full of singles.
Not so much.
Oh, okay.
but it was a fun gig. But I always wanted to be like a DJ on the radio, of course.
And he is.
And then I went into St. Clair College, did the advertising program, and they have a radio and TV.
Component one of your classes, of course.
Yeah. Or something. And, yeah. There was a component.
Yeah, that's great that you did that.
It was tons of fun. It got me even more interested in doing it. And the guy, Sam, said, you know, you got a really good voice. You might want to consider changing programs and going to London because they got a really good radio.
Yeah, why didn't you do that? What was it, Fanshawe? Or
Fanshawe,
or
yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he says, you should just put a tape together. He said, I'll help you. And I kind of know what they're looking for. And he says, I'll help you put it together. But I don't know, I had a self-confidence issue when I was a young kid. I could have been a lot of things. I just had a self-confidence issue. I don't know what it was. Like, my parents weren't abusive to me or anything, but I just didn't feel that I was capable. I never had any nurturing or anybody to mentor me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would have at school. They would have mentored you.
But, yeah, there wasn't that much. It wasn't to the level that I needed it to be at. Someone would say, oh, you got something here. I'll take extra time and do whatever it takes to make sure that you do good. And even in high school, I should have... If I would have took the right classes, mm-hmm. I think I would have been an engineer easily.
An engineer?
An engineer, yeah. I wanted to be an electrical engineer. Now that I know what an electrical engineer is... that would have been me.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to have done that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sit around and do nothing all night at Chrysler's.
No, you design stuff. I don't know about Chrysler's. I could have been. I would think I might even have been gone out west and designed computers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing really interested me. But anyway, enough about me. This is about not...
This is about me, and no. You're just hogging it all up.
Yeah, so we are where we are because of life circumstances.
Yeah, I don't think we have the control over that in the end somehow.
And in the end.
Oh, that's a good song. And we'll be back right after this.
And we're
again. On the satellite.
Back on the satellite. I love that. Maybe that's what we'll just say.
We should be doing a morning show somewhere where it's nice and warm all year long.
Or temperate.
And anybody would be lucky to have us.
I think you're right. It's just, can they afford us? Two guys.
When I was putting in the, you know, we're putting a package together to see about that, but did I have something in there about chameleons?
Yes.
That's good.
Something about chameleons. What is the...
We can adapt to anything.
For sure. To any market, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
As long as it's warm out, we're chameleons. Karma chameleons.
Now, why do you want to go somewhere where it's warm?
Because what...
I'm kind of curious. You just don't like the winter right now, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Who wants to... Yeah, if you're going to go away somewhere.
Yeah.
Why go away somewhere where half the year is cold and crappy? We should be somewhere where it's nice all year.
Okay. I mean, we can
expect the same weather.
You know. Having said that, I do appreciate seasons.
And out west, you got your brother out west, and my buddy Mark out west.
It's relatively temperate there. The winters are not harsh at all where he lives.
Yeah.
He lives in a valley, and it's, you know, if it snows in the valley, the snow doesn't stick around for hardly at all.
I don't know how much we can pick and choose of area, because, I mean, there's a lot out there, you know what I mean? And I guess I would start by somewhere that's not too far from, either, like, maybe you going to your brother's or me being on the island on Victoria. I don't know what's close, so we have to look at that.
Well, there's a lot of big markets in there. Well, I say big, I mean medium size.
Medium to big markets, but where is your brother? Mark's on the island.
He's
on Victoria. He's
Okanagan, which is the interior of BC, which is about a 4-hour drive.
Yeah, so I would start by seeing if we could do something maybe in a 2-hour radius of either way.
No, there's nothing there. Seriously, nothing there.
Victoria it is. I'm just kidding.
It's mountains.
But yeah.
That's the thing with BC. There's not much of it is populated. Most people are out on the coast because there's places to put
houses. What if we dig a hole in the side of the mountain and have the first mountain radio place?
Mountain radio. Here we are.
Big JD and Lippo from the cave.
Anyway, we're talking about non-performing music people.
That is non-performing music people. So that's what we are.
Yeah.
Well, we are performing and non-performing. Yeah. How do you like that? We got the best of both worlds.
We got the best!
Hagar.
Hagar, yeah. I love him. He's 65 years old.
Wow, yeah?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know, and he can still belt.
Yeah, he's
like great. Al Reed, 76, and he can still sing.
76, jeez.
I know, it's crazy.
We're right behind him.
We're all behind him, except the people that are older than him. But yeah, podcasting, there's a lot of music podcasts out there. One of my favorites is Brian Ibbett's Coverville, which I think you're familiar with, and it's one of the older ones as well. And Michael Butler, the rock and roll geek over in San Francisco, he also has another podcast that is music-based, and he's like us. He's a performer, and he also has a podcast. He is in a cover band that plays a lot of 70s rock, but he was at one time the bass player for Exodus. So he's a pro, and he's doing what he can to get by. But right now we're going to listen to a song about a woman who is from this very city, who started a lot of people's career off in the right direction. Alice Cooper, Bob Seger, Rush, I think, was also played on CKLW, The Big Eight, which is a movie out called The Rise and Fall of the Big Eight. I highly suggest anybody give that a watch, and you'll hear about Rosalie. Her name's Rosalie Trombley, and Bob Seger wrote this song, and then I think Thin Lizzy covered it. Do I have the Thin Lizzy version? Do you know? I forget which one I actually gave you.
I was thinking it was Thin Lizzy, but okay, I don't know.
I think it is the Thin Lizzy one, because it's a little more cooler. So this is Thin Lizzy, Rosalie. She's probably the hear that guy right at the end? Yeah.
Oh.
She knows. Yeah. The whole thing sounded a bit like Gene Simmons singing. I got a Gene Simmons vibe out of that. I don't know why. But anyway, that's Rosalie. Great story about an awesome woman who's still around. And Rosalie her son Trump, yeah. is in charge of the acts who come to Caesars Windsor.
Mm-hmm. So, alrighty.
There's that. Where would you like to take the conversation now,
Big J? Well, we were talking a little bit about mobile DJ. And you had mentioned that you were a DJ, but we didn't really get into the story of you. So you did some weddings?
A couple weddings, yeah. So okay. With the Chateau Disc Jockey service.
I wonder what kind of music they're getting right now for that.
What do you mean?
I would consider doing that. DJs?
Oh, at a wedding. DJs. The wedding DJs now, compared to even when I was doing it, you have to be an MC. You are the...
Yeah.
You're the guy who's making the party
I wouldn't want to do it without being an MC.
Well, you know, I didn't consider myself much of an MC or someone who could actually take a crowd and, you know, bring them to a specific place and say certain things at the right time. Whereas, you know, those guys say the same thing at the exact same time. They got their whole spiel mapped out for every little situation. You know, the father-in-law getting too drunk or the uncle over there who's, you know, getting a little too frisky with Aunt Joan or whatever, you know.
Yeah, we just make that up anyway. Hey, Uncle Bob getting frisky with the bride's mother over there. Have everybody going crazy. Ruin the whole wedding.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would be neat.
It's like the wedding singer. If you're in a band that's actually lucky enough to play at a wedding, because that is a good gig. If you can play like a big wide variety of music. You can play waltzes, polkas, classic rock songs, a little bit of dance music, some hip-hop. And if you can do the whole gamut, that's a good gig to have, because there's some good coin in that.
So what about being a wedding DJ now? Would you be interested in doing that?
Yes.
Nice sure. little sound system.
Yep.
All the music's there, like nothing.
And we got to get the licenses.
Two guys. Yeah, that's nothing.
Two guys. Why do you want two guys?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to do it myself.
Two guys for eyes.
I think it'd be funner
with two guys.
And the chemistry would be make a fun wedding, because that doesn't really exist, I don't think.
Right.
Sometimes there's a guy who'll come with his wife or, you know what I mean? I've seen that before. Like guy with a, you know... His girlfriend helps him out kind of thing.
Helps
she doesn't talk or anything really.
Right,
but, but I think if we did it together, and then what's nice about that is the price goes way up. Oh, yeah. You have Big JD and Lippo at your wedding.
Well, but you price yourself out, though, because if someone can get a DJ at their wedding for, let's say, $400.
Oh, we're talking a couple grand.
No, you're not going to get paid.
Okay, just grand. Went up to $2,500 now. You want to make it worse?
You sound like my dad. Quit lipping back. It's going to be twice as worse.
And that's how we got the name Lippo. No.
But yeah, I'm into that. Sure. So we're either going to go to BC and be DJs, or
we're going to go, or else we'll go to BC and be DJs. We'll do both there. Doesn't matter where you go and do that.
Do the wedding.
All we DJ need is a little sound system. And now they're smaller and smaller and louder and louder.
Because there are
DJs. All through the iPad. We'll do it mobily. We'll walk around and do it all. We don't even have to be there. We'll have heads. We got a whole new thing planned that doesn't even happen. I can't even talk more about it because it's secret. Okay.
I love your idea.
All right. Well, back to the show. We're talking about non-performing music and whatnot.
And we're back.
No, we're leaving again because we're going to play a Beatles song called Till There Was You, which talks about...
But this is an actual Beatles tune. I think they cover this song, right?
Oh, I don't know who it is. Would be originally.
Yeah, it was in a movie.
Huh?
The song was in a movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they covered it.
Till There Was You. I thought they wrote it. Yeah, they did cover a lot of songs back then. But they did write a lot, too.
Do you think?
And we're following in their footsteps with all the songs we're doing. Beatles.
After that fabulous 21st birthday party I hear you had.
Oh, great.
Good.
All the best.
You feel like a man now?
Yeah, I feel great. Thanks.
Great.
Having a great time.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. Sky, but I never saw them ringing. till there was you. And there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn. And you, there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
All right.
That was Till There Was You. And the person who wrote that, her name is Meredith Wilson. And okay. It was for the 1957 musical play, which was turned into a movie called The Music Man.
Oh, okay.
Because there's trouble in town. And that starts with T and that rhymes with P and that stands for pool.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the people that work in non-performing music industry. Like you mentioned guitar techs. I guess there's sound techs and things like that too. You know, sound people and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
That
yeah.
Work and they're not performing.
They're not performing. And usually those people, from what I understand, they're not getting as much as the performers. But from what I understand from an article I read recently, they're one of the segments of the music industry that are thriving right now because bands are realizing that for them to make any money, they have to perform. So there's more acts actually out on the road and in the clubs. So the guitar techs, the sound guys, they're all working. There's plenty of work to go around. So all these old timers who have been doing this for like a long time,
mm-hmm.
and you know, at one point, you know, if you got so old, you know, you couldn't lift an amp anymore, or whatever, you were done, and then you had to go whatever, flip burgers or do something because you know you started this when you were a kid. You were following your best buddies around,
mm-hmm.
and you know they got a band, and you're just helping them carry their stuff, and then they got big, and then you started doing it, and then their friend's band went on the road, and you went with them, and then you helped those guys out. Eventually, it's like a football player. You get to a certain point, and it's like, okay, I've had enough of this road crap and sleeping in shitty hotels and getting on the bus and all that kind of stuff when you get to a certain point. But now these guys can keep going until whenever they're ready to quit it. So it's interesting how that the live music scene now is, since it's really the major revenue stream for a lot of bands out there, that they have, there's lots of work out there if you want to do that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to being a DJ,
right, or a musician.
So you're going to start like a Facebook page. I do wedding DJ. Is that
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll do the whole thing. We'll talk about that actually, but we're pretty much out of time.
Okay,
today's show. And next week, what were we doing the show on next week? Was
children's music.
Yeah, children's music. Wow, that's
fun.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be listening.
It's a good thing you wore a hat today. Pulled it right out of there.
Pulled it right out of my hat.
So yeah, children's music. That's going to be a blast.
Yep.
All right.
Some Sesame Street stuff for sure.
Why don't you bring your ukulele and play us a children's song?
Okay.
How about Wheels on the Bus?
Go round and round.
Yeah.
All right.
That would be neat.
I'm in.
And then we'll go to the Hook and Ladder and play it there. It'll be the only song I know. No. So, yeah, we'll see everybody next week, and we're going to leave you with Working for MCA. You brought it in today.
That's a Lynyrd Skynyrd tune they wrote because they were happy with their record company.
And record companies are non-performing music people.
People who work there are non-performing, and it was bad back in the day, working at the record company.
Like, and now it's great.
No, I mean, it was the record company people tend to be really exploit. They exploited the talent a lot.
Nothing to exploit anymore.
No, it's leveled out, and it's probably gotten to be where it should be as far as music goes. Like Nick Mason said, music was probably overvalued for many decades.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are in the 2015, and we're working for the MCA, Leonard Skinner. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week.
Bye.
week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.